So stretch markers and tape.
Voice over off.
Can we
voice
do
over
this?
On. WhatsApp. Return. Dimmed. Space.
To a
voice
point.
Message. Button. 07.
Especially now that this is locked. Random instrumental. All right. Now let's say right here. For some reason, we want the pitch to start varying down. So Shift A, Control M. That doesn't talk, but that inserts a stretch marker. I'm gonna say by that point, I want the item spun completely down. Well, we'll give it a little more time to spin down. All right, cut. The end off. Shift semicolon parenthesis as in colon. And apostrophe, of course, shift apostrophe, that moves previous next stretch marker. Bear in mind that the start and the end of the project are considered markers. So if I actually hit shift semicolon, shift apostrophe, that's actually my stretch marker. Now I'm going to press custom mage and Luca key, control shift enter. Control shift enter edits marker near cursor. It essentially there's no logic or intelligence in it. It chains two edit marker actions together. Edit project marker and edit stretch marker. Did he put tempo marker in there as well? I don't know. Anyway. So, worst case scenario, you get multiple edit dialogues. But need a case.
Edit rate marker rate
dialog. Control shift enter. Start rate.
Link start and end rate.
Link start and end rate. We're unchecking that one.
Okay, button. Cancel start rate. Edit.
Now we tab through. Start rate is 1.0x.
End rate. Edit. Selected 1.000.
End rate is 1.000.
Length.
I'm going to put in 0. But now if I go back into this, you'll see that that's 0.001. Now that's half the battle, because if we listen to this, close, but not so much. We want to go into item properties and tab a fair bit, and we want to do preserve pitch when changing rate. We want to uncheck preserve pitch when changing rate. We want to back up a little bit, turn that off, and so that's practically stopped, the way I did that. But it didn't come to a complete stop. If I actually delete that stretch marker. Well, yeah, let's put the stretch marker back right there. Let's go way into this, and then cut it. So now we have an insane amount of time to slow it down. And is 0.
3:45.
Now, of course, this is preserving the pitch.
3:51.
Shut up. So, this is preserving the pitch. And this is just gonna kind of methodically keep slowing on down. Oh, that's gonna sound really beautiful as the sax dies with the preservation of pitch not being a thing. That having been said, that is pretty impressive time expansion. It's not breaking the sax much. Oh, there, now we're starting to lose it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, we're having the problems. Yeah, we're kind of having some issues here. Everybody's had a little too much to drink. They're just kind of hanging out. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yep, that's a problem. Oh, yep, and cut. What a cool soundscape, though, at the end of that. Preserve pitch, uncheck. Now. Hey. Now I'm actually going to very speed through this to get to the end. Right. So, yeah, even when you very speed through, it honors stretch markers and the preservation of pitch and things. But see, you listen really carefully. I don't know if you hear that or not.
13,
listen really carefully at the end of this. I don't know if you heard it click. It kind of made this little popping noise. Let me compress the living excrement out of that so you can't avoid hearing it. Sorry this is going long, folks. Can we... Yeah, that's about as good as compression will make it. But anyway, hopefully you get the idea. So it still pops. Of course, you can select and fade.
One item selected.
But... that's a different kind of fake. But if that's all right, then that's cool.
Return, dim.
And maybe that's helpful.
Voice message, button. 6:46.
Good God.
Voice message, button.
Oh, well.